In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom. I'm glad to be with you today. And you know, you might be having a very difficult time, a hard time. I'm reading from the 21st chapter and the 22nd chapter of the book of Revelation. It tells us that we win. We win. We win. We win. Chapter 21. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth. We're going to have a new earth, a heavenly earth. For the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. Why no sea? Because the sea represented confusion. They believed there were monsters under the sea. The sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride, adorned from her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "See, the home of God is among men. He will dwell with them as their God." He's your God. He's your God. You're his. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them. He will wipe away tears from their eyes. Death will be no more. Mourning and crying and pain will be no more. Why? Because the former things have passed away. No more death, no more crying, no more tears, no more pain. Oh yes, that's in store for us. We read the last two chapters of the book of Revelation. We win by the grace of God. Death will be no more. Mourning and crying and pain will be no more, for the first things have passed away. And the one who was seated on the throne said, "See, I make all things new." That means you. He makes you new. No more crying, no more pain, no more adversity. I make all things new. And he said, "Write this, for the words are trustworthy and true." Then he said to me, "It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty, I will give water as a gift from the spring of the water of life." Are you thirsty today? Oh, Lord, put spiritual salt on my lips that I be so thirsty for this new living water. Put spiritual salt on everyone's lips that we be thirsty for this living water. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty I will give water as a gift from the spring of the water of life. And those who conquer will inherit these things, and I will be their God, and they shall be my children. How do we conquer? Through the blood of Jesus. How do we conquer? Through the power of the blood, through the power of the blood. Those who conquer will inherit these things, and I will be their God, and they will be my children. But as for the cowardly, the faithless, the polluted, the murderers, the fornicators, the sorcerers, the idolaters, the liars, their place will be in the lake that burns with fire and sulfur, which is the second death. We want no part of being murderers, or fornicators, or sorcerers, or idolaters, or liars. We want no part of that, because we will be thrown into the fire where it's burning night and day. Then one of the seven angels who had the seven bowls full of the seven last plagues came and said to me, "Come, I will show you the bride, the wife of the Lamb." That's you and me. We're part of the bride. You're part of the bride. Oh, yes. And we're not going to be crying. We're not going to be holding our heads saying no more. No, because the former things have passed away. Then the one who had seven angels who had the seven bowls full of the seven last plagues came and said to me, "Come, I will show you the bride, the wife of the Lamb." And in the spirit he carried me away to a great high mountain and showed me the holy city, Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God. It's the new Jerusalem. It's the new Jerusalem. It has the glory of God and a radiance like a rare jewel, like jasper, clear as crystal. It has a great high wall with 12 gates, and at the gates 12 angels, and on the gates are inscribed the names of the 12 tribes of Israel. On the east 3 gates, on the north 3 gates, on the south 3 gates, on the west 3 gates, and the wall of the city has 12 foundations, and on them are the 12 names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. Oh yes, oh yes, the 12 apostles of the Lamb, they form the foundation. Why? Because they preach the word of God in season and out of season, because they received the Eucharist in season and out of season, because they went through persecutions and they won in season and out of season. The angel who talked to me had a measuring rod of gold to measure the city and its gates and walls. The city lies four square, its length the same as its width, and he measured the city with the rod, 1,500 miles. Its length and width and height are equal. He also measured its wall, 144 cubits by human measurement, which the angel was using. The wall is built of jasper, while the city is pure gold, clear as glass. Oh yes, pure gold. And it's not like the gold that we have here. It's gold that has been transformed by the power of the cross and resurrection of Jesus. The city is of pure gold, clear as glass. The foundations of the wall of the city are adorned with every jewel. The first was jasper, the second sapphire, the third agate, the fourth emerald, the fifth onyx, the sixth carnelian, the seventh crystallite, the eighth beryl, the ninth topaz, the tenth chrysoprase, the 11th jacinth, the 12th amethyst. He's trying to describe heavenly things with earthly language, and it's totally impossible, but he does the best that he can. When you're in heaven, I was with the man who was in heaven just last week, but when he talked about heaven, his face lit up. He says it's better than you'd ever think. It's where Jesus is. And he said, "I didn't want to go back. I got on my knees and said, 'Don't send me back.'" He said, "You've got to go back. I'm sending you back." He said, "Please don't." His face, when he talks about heaven, reflected the glory of God. You can tell that he died and went to heaven and came back. Oh, yes. It's going to be better than we think. It's better than we think. I think it's just earthly thinking. We need to think heavenly thinking, better than we could ever imagine. How much more? Infinitely more than we would ever imagine. And the 12 gates is a single pearl, and the street of the city is pure gold, transparent as glass. The man that went to heaven said, "Oh, you can see the streets. They are pure gold, beautiful gold. And rather than dirt, there's gold dust." He said, and it changes color on Good Friday. This is amazing. I knew he was talking what he experienced. I knew he was talking about what he experienced. We're going to have him on the radio someday to tell us about heaven, to tell us about how he came to know the Lord. Well, I'll give you a hint. He was 20 years old, and he wanted to commit suicide. And who came to him but the mother of Jesus? He says, she is so beautiful, filled with love. And the mother of Jesus pointed to her son, the Lord Jesus Christ. I saw no temple in the city, for its temple is the Lord God, the Almighty, and the Lamb. The temple is God and the Lamb. And the city has no need of sun or moon to shine in it, for the glory of God is its light, and its lamp is the Lamb. There's no night anymore. There's no night anymore. The glory of God shines on it. The nations will walk by its light, and the kings of the earth will bring their glory into it. Its gates will never be shut by day. There will be no night there. People will bring into it the glory and the honor of the nations, but nothing unclean will enter it, nor anyone who practices abomination or falsehood, but only those who are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Have you been written in the Lamb's Book of Life? It's a great, awesome book. It's a real book. And our names are written in the blood of Jesus. Oh, yes. By the blood of Jesus, our names are written. My name is written. By the power of the blood. Let me tell you, it's all about the blood. We need to preach about the blood. We need to tell people about the blood. Chapter 22. Then the angel showed me the river of the water of life, bright as crystal, flowing from the God and from the Lamb to the middle of the street of the city. There's a crystal river flowing out from the throne, the crystal clear river of God. There's a crystal clear river flowing out from the throne, the crystal clear river of God. And wherever the river goes, it produces love, it produces joy, it produces peace of heart. For wherever the river goes, it produces love, it produces joy, it produces peace. On either side of the river is the tree of life. What is the tree of life? That's the cross in bloom. Oh, yes, the tree of life is the cross in bloom, with its 12 kinds of fruit producing its fruit each month, and the leaves of the tree for the healing of the nations. Fruit, 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 12 times a year. Fruit, 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 12 times a year. It produces fruit 12 times a year. I want to produce fruit in every month. Oh, yes. Have you just snapped on the radio and you're saying, who is this man talking about heaven? This is Father Tom, Catholic, Christian, who loves Jesus, who first was loved by Jesus. Oh, yes, nothing accursed will be found there anymore, but the throne of God and of the Lamb will be in it, and his servants will worship him. That's what we're going to be involved with in heaven, worshiping God, worshiping the Lamb. So we better get started now so that we'll have practice. So when we go up there, it won't seem different. It'll seem greater, but it won't seem different because we praise God here. We praise you. We bless you. We worship you. We glorify you. We honor you. We adore you. We love you. We love you, Lord. but the throne of God and of the Lamb will be in it, and his servants will worship him. They will see his face, and his name will be upon their foreheads. The name of our Lord will be upon our foreheads, because we belong to him. You belong to him. We've won. We've won. We've won. In Jesus' name. It's all coming to pass. In Jesus' name. So you're going through a difficult time, but it's all going to be used for God. We've won. We've won. We've won. And his servants will worship him. They will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads. And there will be no more night. They need no light of lamp or sun, for the Lord God will be their light, and they will reign forever and ever. No more night, no more darkness, no more pain, no more sin, no more crying, no more confusion, no more, no more, no more. Because the throne of God and the throne of the Lamb will be there, and we will worship them. So let's worship them now. We praise you, we bless you, we worship you, Lord. You are God Almighty. We don't want to have a difficulty when we go to heaven. We've already been practicing. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. You are God, living and true. We need you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We come to you, Lord. The Lord God will be their light, and they will reign forever and ever. We will reign as the children of the King. Yes, princes and princesses of the King, because of the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's preach the blood more and more. Let's preach the cross more and more. Let's preach the resurrection more and more. And he said to me, these words are trustworthy and true. For the Lord, the God of the spirits of the prophets, has sent his angel to show his servants what must soon take place. See, I am coming soon. Blessed is the one who keeps the words of this prophecy of this book. I'm coming soon. Oh yes, how soon? Soon and very soon. What does that mean? I have no idea. But he says he's coming soon. And you know what it means? He's coming soon. But he's not come yet. No, but he's coming soon. And we will see him as he is. We will see the light of his face shining like glory, so that we would have our faces shining like glory from his face. Oh yes, I love the face of Jesus. The face is filled with light. The face is filled with light. Let us look at the face of Jesus, flooded with light. Let us go to the Transfiguration, Matthew 17, and see the light on the face of Jesus. Let us see his body transformed, his clothes transformed, whiter than any bleacher could make them. It was a foretaste of heaven before the cross, the Transfiguration. I, John, am the one who heard and saw these things. And when I heard and saw them, I fell down to worship at the feet of the angel. You don't worship angels. John is wrong. And the angel is going to say, you don't worship angels. You worship God. Get up. Get up. Who showed them to me. But he said to me, you must not do that. I am a fellow servant with you and your comrades, the prophets and those who keep the words of this book. Worship God. This is who we need to worship. We worship God, the triune God, the Father who sent his Son, the Son who sent the Spirit with the Father. Oh, yes. We worship God. This is the place for us to worship. God Almighty, who is worthy of our worship. Worthy of our worship. Worthy of our worship. Worthy of our worship. God is worthy of our worship. God is worthy of our worship. He is truly worthy of our worship. We praise him. We bless him. We adore him. We glorify him. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. We give you thanks, O Lord. We praise you for your great glory. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Glory to you, Lord. Glory to you, Lord. Glory to you, Lord. But he said to me, you must not do that, for I am a fellow servant with you and your comrades, the prophets, with those who keep the words of this book. Worship God. And he said to me, do not seal up the words of the prophecy of this book, for the time is near. Let the evildoer still do evil. If you're an evildoer, repent. 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 Turn away from your sins. You say, but I'm so sinful. His grace is greater than your sin. His mercy is greater than your sin. Repent. 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 And he said to me, do not seal up the words of this prophecy, of this book, for the time is near. Let the evildoer still do evil, and the filthy still do filthy, and the righteous still do right, and the holy still do holy. But you can repent, because it's time to repent. The young man who went to heaven said, what's being lacked in the church? People are not being called to repent. We need to repent, turn away from our sins, and turn to the Lord Jesus Christ, and give him our whole life, and surrender to him. How do we repent? It's 180 degrees turning around, walking toward the crucified, risen Lord, walking toward Jesus. Repent, repent, repent. There's enough grace for you to repent. He loves you. See, I am coming soon. My reward is with me. What do you think the reward is of God and of Jesus? Of Jesus. You are the reward. You are the reward through his blood, through his resurrection, to repay according to everyone's work. Oh, you better have works, because faith without works is dead. We remember in the 25th chapter of Matthew, I was hungry, and you gave me to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me to drink. I was in prison, and you visited me. They said, when did we do that? As often as you did it to the least of my friends, you did it to me. The Lord says, I am the Alpha, I am the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Blessed are those who wash their robes so that they will have the right to the tree of life and may enter the city by the gates. Outside are the dogs, the sorcerers, the fornicators, the murderers, the idolaters, everyone who loves and practices falsehood. It is I, Jesus, who sent my angel to you with the testimony for the churches. I am the root and the descendant of David, the bright and morning star. The Spirit and the bride say, come. Say, come, you're part of the bride. The Spirit and the bride say, come, come. Let everyone who hears say, come, come. Let everyone who is thirsty come, come. Let anyone who wishes to take the water of life as a gift come. I warn everyone who hears the words of this prophecy of this book. If anyone adds to them, God will add to that person the plagues described in this book. If anyone takes away from the words of this book, of this prophecy, God will take away from the person's share in the tree of life and of the holy city, which are described in this book. The one who testifies to these things says, surely I am coming soon. Amen. Maranatha, come, Lord Jesus. Amen. Maranatha, come, Lord Jesus. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with all the saints. Amen. and Amen. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.